Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're continuing our previous shiur, Amamos Malachim, Perakei Halacha Aleph. Previous shiur we saw a series of kashas, and now we will continue. In the Keren Ora Maseches Sota, after he commented on the fact that from the sugi of the Gemara, it's mashma that Ezra Sisho Miyad Tzar is not a Mechemes Mitzvah, and the Rambam says it is a Mechemes Mitzvah. So the Keren Ora, and also the Maraponim and the Yerushalmi, Perakres of Maseches Sota, write that the Mokor of the Rambam is from the Yerushalmi. It says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mashmos Beinam, the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan is semantic. That Rabbi Yehuda would call what the rabbis called a Melchemes Rishus, he would call it a Melchemes Mitzvah. What the rabbis called a Melchemes Mitzvah, he would call it a Melchemes Choyva. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Aval b'Melchemes Choyva, Hakol Yotze. But if it's a Melchemes Chova, everybody has to go out. Even a Chassan and a Kala from their Chuppah. Rav Chisda says so that it's not just semantical, but rather it's a machlokes between Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Rabbanan Amrin Melchemes Mitzvah is Melchemes David. The rabbis say Melchemes Mitzvah is Melchemes David, and Melchemes Choyva is Melchemes Yoshua. Rav Yehuda says Koyre Melchemes Rishus. What's a Melchemes Rishus? Kagon Ananda Azlin Aleihom. A preemptive strike, and a Melchemes Choyva is kagon de Asian inun alon. They are attacking us. So Rishus is that we're attacking them, and Choyva is that they're attacking us. Gius Apnei Moshe is that according to Rav Chisda, the rabbis hold a Melchemes Rishus and Melchemes David, and if we are attacking them, Anon Gazlon Alayu, it's a Melchemes Mitzvah according to Rabbi Yehuda, and a Melchemes Rishus according to the Rabbanan. That's the Azlon Alayu. That's when we make a preemptive strike. So that's a Melchemes Mitzvah according to Rabbi Yehuda. And it's a Melchemes Rishus, according to the Rabbanan. That's the preemptive strike. And that's what we see in the Bavli. In the Bavli it says, Ki pligi lemutei avdei kochavim delo leisi alayim. Then we make a preemptive strike. The Bavli says, Ma kori le mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's a mitzvah. And the rabbis say it's a rishus. And then afkamin is oisik mitzvah patur min mitzvah. But, says the Pnei Moshe, ba'asyan inun alon, when we attack them, when they attack us, to protect ourselves, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's a choyva, and everybody goes out. Hashem came the Rabbanan. And the Maraponim says, that is the makor of the Rambam, that he says that a Melchemes, as is Shomi Aratzar, is a Melchemes Mitzvah. And the correct girsa is, in Rabbi Yochanan, that there is no argument between the rabbis and Rabbi Yehuda, and everybody holds that when they attack us, it's a Chova and a Mitzvah. Everybody agrees to that. So again, according to the Maraponim, the correct makor in the Gemara is that Rabbi Yochanan says that there's no machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. And if they are attacking us, everybody holds that it's a chov and a mitzvah. And the difference is, just what do you call a chov, or what do you call a mitzvah? What Rabbi Yehuda calls a Melchemes Rishus, What the rabbis call Mechemes Rishus, Rabbi Yehuda calls mitzvah. And what they call mitzvah, he calls chova. However, when they're attacking us, everybody holds that it's a chova. And a mitzvah, everybody holds you have to fight. But if that's the case, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if they're attacking us, it's a mitzvah and a chova, and then everyone holds that it's a mitzvah and a chova, then we run into trouble because you would have to completely change the girsa. Because in the words of Rabbi Yochanan, the Yerushalmi and the Bavli, he doesn't mention being us being attacked. So it's difficult to say that that's the correct girsa, because then you'd have to completely change the girsa. Because Rabbi Yochanan doesn't say anything about them attacking us. So if that would be the correct girsa, that if they're attacking us, everyone holds a chov and a mitzvah, it's great. But it doesn't seem to be that that's the correct girsa. Because we have no indication of that, neither in the Bavli nor in the Yerushalmi. It doesn't say that. The Karban Eida, he says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that we require, in order that everybody should go out, that it should be a Melchemes Chova. That's only a Melchemes Yoshua and Amalek. But according to the Rabbanan, they don't have a category of Melchemes Chova, only Melchemes Mitzvah. So too, when they are attacking us, it's a Melchemes Mitzvah, and therefore everybody goes out to fight, even a Chassan. And so too said the Keren Ora. And that's why the Rambam paskins like the Rabbanan, and he paskins that's called a Melchemes Mitzvah. In other words, according to the Korban Eidah, according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need a Melchemes Chova. For everyone to go out on Melchemes Chova is Melchemes Yoshua by Malik. The rabbi's hold doesn't need to be a Melchemes Chova. It could even be a Melchemes Mitzvah. And a Melchemes Mitzvah, which is a lower level, is even when they're coming on us, when just to protect ourselves. And the Rambam paskins like this Rabbanan. And therefore, if they're coming to attack us and we're protecting ourselves, it's called a Melchemes Mitzvah. That's how the Rambam paskins. But it's difficult to understand. Since Rabbi Yochanan and the Yerushalmi holds that the rabbis and Rabbi Yehuda are not arguing, and so is Mefurish in the Bavli. That Rabbi Yochanan holds that they're not arguing, the rabbis and Rabbi Yehuda are not arguing. So Mehechetesi, the Paskin like Rabbi Chanina, that they are arguing. And that according to the rabbis, protecting ourselves is a mitzvah, and according to the, and that everybody goes out, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not. Mehechetesi, the Paskin like Rabbi Chanina, we can Paskin like Rabbi Yechanan. Excuse me, Mehechetesi, the Paskin like Rabbi Chizda. We can Paskin like Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Chizda holds a machlokas, according to this, Karban Eidah. The Rav Chizda holds a machlokes, and Yehuda holds the Rabbanan hold to protect yourselves in mitzvah. But Rav Yochanan holds they're not arguing. So Mechetes to Paskin like Rav Chizda, but they are arguing. And we can Paskin like Rav Yochanan, they're not arguing. It's also difficult to understand. How come Melchemes Yehoshua and Amalek is a Melchemes Chova, and there Rabbi Yehuda's Moide, and Ezra Miad Tzar, he's not. That's only a mitzvah, and Rabbi Yochanan argues, and Rabbi Yehuda argues. If it's only a mitzvah, a mitzvah is not a Chova. And so why would he argue Rabbi Yehuda and say that there's no obligation to protect yourself against the enemy that's attacking? And then it will come out that a chova is not a mitzvah according to the Yerushalmi. That it's a mitzvah if the enemy is attacking, but not a chova. And that's lehefech m'divrei Bavli. Divrei Bavli, we see that a chova is a mitzvah. What's the difference? The only difference is that Rabbi Yehuda calls it a chova, and the rabbis call it a mitzvah. When the rabbis call it a mitzvah, it's also a chova. So how's the Rambam paskening against the Bafli? And the Rambam is saying that it's a mitzvah and it's not a chovah. And the Bavli says a mitzvah is a chovah. And the Rambam is passing, no. It's only a mitzvah, it's not a chovah. And he's passing like the Rabbanan. The Bavli says if it's a mitzvah, it's a chovah. And we also have to understand, how does Reb Chisda hold that Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan are arguing about the Hagdarat HaMulchamis? And then Afkamina Lamaisa is Bedina Kol Yotzin. That if you call it a Rechanina holds that according to the according to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be a Mechemes Chova. In order for everybody to have to go to be required to go out, and that's Mulchemes Yehoshua and Amalek. And the rabbi said, no, it doesn't have to be Mulchemes Chovah. It's enough as a Mulchemes Mitzvah. And therefore, they hold even, not only Mulchemes Yehoshua and Amalek, but even the case of them coming to attack us. So that's Rav Chisda. So arguing on how to define the Mulchamis, and the Nafkamina Lamais is within HaKol Yotzin. That if it's not defined as a Chova, you don't say HaKol Yotzin, according to Rebbe Yehuda. And according to the Rabban, it doesn't have to be a Chova, it's enough, it's a mitzvah for HaKol Yotzin. But that's against the Tosefta. This Tosefta says in the 7th parak of Sotah, Halacha Tesvav, that Rebbe Yehuda would call Mulchamis HaRishus Mulchamis Mitzvah. The rabbis called Rishus, he called Mitzvah. But if it's a Mulchemes Chovah, everybody goes out. Which means that the rabbis call it Rishus, Rabbi Yehuda called it Chovah, and everybody goes out. So that's like Rabbi Yochanan holds, that they're only arguing about semantics. That what the rabbis call it Rishus, Rabbi Yehuda calls it Mitzvah. The rabbis called the mitzvah, Rabbi Yehuda is going to call the chovah. But they're not arguing that Rabbi Yehuda says that it's not enough if it's a mechamis mitzvah for everyone to have to go out, it has to be a chovah. No. That's what Rabbi Chisda says they're arguing about. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, in order for everybody to have to be obligated to go out, it has to be called a mechamis chovah. It's not so. It's enough if it's called a Mechemes Rishus, just what the rabbis call a Mechemes Rishus, or you call a Mechemes Chovah. So how does Rav Chisda argue with the Tosefta? The Tosefta says the argument is just about semantics, what you call it. And Rav Chisda says it's a substantive argument that if it's called a mitzvah, it's not enough to obligate you to go out according to Rabbi Yehuda, only according to the Rabbana. That's against the Tosefta. That is just a matter of semantics. Uguf divrei Rambam, perek lecha Mishnah, why does the Rambam omit the case of a preemptive strike against the Goyim? That is Mulchemes Rishus. So he says, no, the Rambam was meramis to this when he said, lahar was begad lo v'shama. Bidulas v'shama. In order to increase his godless, his reputation. So that's a preemptive strike. And that the Rambam says, Mulchemes Rishus, that's like the Gemara. That you make a preemptive strike, they should fear the king. And they shouldn't attack. But the Knesset Gedolos is not correct. Because the harvest we do lasso is Mechemes Beis David. And that the Gemara says is a Rishus. So you shouldn't say that when the Rambam says the harvest we do lasso is talking about preemptive strike. No, that's Mechemes David. Like the Gemara says, that's a Rishus. And Chazinish also says that the Lecha Mishnah writes it doesn't make sense. As we just explained why it doesn't make sense. The Chamishnah again wants to say that the Rambam didn't omit preemptive strike against the Goyim because he included that in the Harbis B'Galal Sushomi, that's Mulchemes David. And the Chazanish asks, from the fact that the Rambam says,
is Mochemes mitzvah, it's mashma that only if they already came on us. But to make a preemptive strike is only rishus. Then the Rambam says that Mochemes rishus is to increase his lahagdil shama, to increase his reputation. But it's mashma that to make a preemptive strike would be a mitzvah, so the Rambam says to himself, minei obey. First he implies that preemptive strike is going to be a rishus, and then he implies the preemptive strike is going to be a mitzvah, because it's greater than lahagdil shama. Because if Mishnah, after it brings the sugi and sota, writes, "V'yishis mo Rabbeinu shekol l'mechem b'sheva amim l'mechem b'samolek mitzvah v'lo kol rachova," to tame on the Rambam that he called l'mechem b'sheva amim and l'mechem b'samolek a mitzvah, and he doesn't call it a chova. Why doesn't he call fighting Amalek in the Sheva Amim a chov? Why do they only call it a mitzvah? Like the Mishnah says, what are you talking about? Only according to Rabbi Yehuda, there are three categories of rishus, mitzvah, and chov. The Rama paskins like the Rabbana. And according to the Rabbana, there's only two categories of mitzvah and rishus. So of course he calls it a mitzvah. Why would he call Sheva Amim and Amalek a chov? He only calls it a mitzvah, like the rabbis call it in the Mishnah. So what's the Kesef Mishnah's problem? So Mitzvah Hashem, the next year we're going to give a hezbro for the Kesef Mishnah, and then we're going to start a Mitzvah Hashem, our Mahalach, to bring light to this incredible sukkah. Thank you so, so much for listening. This was awesome. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. But we shall continue.